are Locked On 49ers, your daily San Francisco 49ers podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Welcome to Locked On 49ers, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. Brian Peacock here with you once again. On this Tuesday episode of the program, we will be getting into the defensive side of the ball. Training camp previews continue. Training camp's almost here. Rookies and veterans all report on Wednesday. Practices start Thursday, so it's getting very close. On Wednesday's episode of the show, Chris Wilson will be joining me, and then we're going to move Nick Winkler over to Thursday. So a winky Thursday podcast this week. Today, I'm going to get into the defensive backs. Let's start from back to front on the defensive side of the ball. Some very interesting players, very young players, and some veterans sprinkled in there for the 49ers in the secondary. So let's talk 49ers defensive backs today on the program. Maybe dip right into one of those mailbag questions at the end if we do have some time. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, review this podcast on iTunes. We're also on Spotify. We are everywhere that you can find podcasts. You can hit me up on Twitter at BDPeacock. That's the best place to get those mailbag questions in, or just say hi. You can email the show, LockedOn49ers at Gmail. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram. And, of course, LockedOn49ers.com, where tomorrow's guest, Chris Wilson, has been putting up a bunch of previews in the written form as I've been doing them here on the podcast. So we'll talk to him about how he sees the 49ers as we enter training camp 2018. I will get to the defensive backs momentarily. One piece I do want to talk about here that came down from Bleacher Report on Monday, and it was a Jimmy Garoppolo exclusive interview. And there was one major aspect of this that kind of got blown up on Twitter, and I saw around the internet that people were really one statement here was magnified, and I want to talk about this and how great it is. So some people saw this and thought, Jimmy Garoppolo, is he insane? Especially with some of the other reasons Garoppolo's been in the news recently. We won't get into those. But he said, I've always had that mindset. I knew that Brady was better than me in my first day in the NFL. Naturally, you're the rookie and he's the veteran. But you have to have that mindset that you want to be the starter. Even when I was a little kid, my brothers, whenever we would play, I would literally always think I was going to win. I wouldn't, but I would always think that. It's like when I go to New England. When I first got there, I thought in my head, I'm better than this dude. Speaking of Tom Brady, definite confidence there from Jimmy Garoppolo. He goes on to say in this article, quote, "But in your head, you believe you're better than Tom Brady." That was asked by the interviewer. And Jimmy's response, quote, "It was always a quiet confidence. I would never speak that. Yeah, you believe in yourself. That's the best way to put it. I'm not stupid. You have to pick your battles, but I had belief in myself that I could do certain things, and it's always worked out pretty well. It will always be in me, that drive that comes from my dad telling me that someone is always working harder, that I'm always in last place, and I need to catch up to someone else." So what that turns into is that Jimmy Garoppolo says he's better than Tom Brady and thought he was better than Tom Brady and should start over him all along. And I didn't take that at all. What I took is this is a guy who's confident, and Tom Brady took people's jobs in the NFL as well. And every quarterback does. If you're going to be QB1, you were probably at some point QB3 or QB2 before that. And so Jimmy Garoppolo, just a confident dude. And I love that confidence, and I love that he said that. And, it's one thing to believe it, and it's another thing to be going around and telling people, you know, he can say it now, but, you know, being in New England, being like, oh, yeah, I'm better than this guy, Tom Brady, I can start over Tom Brady. You know, it's not like he started trouble or anything. He just had a quiet confidence, went out about his work, and that last part really sticks because his dad tells him there's always going to be someone working harder, better than you, and so he's been working his butt off to be the best quarterback he can be, and it shows when he jumps in and leads the team to 5 victories in a row, a team that's 1-10 on the season. They win 5 straight under him at the end of the season. That tells you something right there, to be able to jump in and have that confidence. And he was throwing, even when he jumped in at the end of the Seattle game, completely cold, and just boom, throw a touchdown pass. It just out of the gate confidence. And I love that in Jimmy Garoppolo. It's one of the reasons I think he is going to be really good for the 49ers. And hey, maybe when it's all done, we're like, oh yeah, man, you know what? He was better than Tom Brady. but we'll see. Oh, and before we get into the defensive backs, one more quick thing here. I want to let you guys all know about the newest sponsor of Locked On 49ers, Nordic Trek. Sometimes it's difficult to make it to the gym. Some people are just not gym people. And I know sometimes I'll go to the gym occasionally. I prefer – it's just sometimes the gym is an odd place. Sometimes it's great to get a good workout in, whatever. Sometimes it's overcrowded. Sometimes there's just a bunch of weirdos there or something. You're feeling antisocial, whatever. Some people don't like to go to the gym. So do you ever wish the gym could come to you? Do you need the motivation of a trainer or a group class? Nordic Trek has a series of training equipment to give you amazing workouts in the convenience of your home, including – treadmills, exercise bikes, incline trainers, strength. Of course, you got to have some resistance exercise to build that strength with their Fusion CST series. I prefer to go with the exercise bike when I'm doing something sort of stationary over treadmill myself, but I know a lot of people like to do the treadmill thing or mix it up. Hey, get both. You got to work in some strength though as well. You can join high energy streamed workouts too any time of the day without stepping out of your door. So you can get the group thing going on without leaving your home and without going to the gym. Join streamed workouts in both studios and exotic destinations around the world. Start your day with a run through the streets of Paris and end with cross training on the shores of Thailand or workout on the African safari. Workouts are led by world's top personal trainers to ensure you meet your fitness goals. Special offer for Locked On 49ers listeners. Get $75 off your Nordic Trek purchase by visiting nordictrek.com/LockedOn and using the offer code Locked On. Again, Nordic Trek, NordicTrack.com/LockedOn and use your offer code Locked On during checkout to save $75 off of your purchase. Looking at the defensive back group and all the folks that were invited to training camp for the 49ers, it's a big group overall. There's a lot of players, a lot of names here, so we're going to get into some of them. A few at the very bottom I don't have a lot of information on and haven't really seen them play, but most of these guys we know a little bit about because they've been around the 49ers. But I guess we got to start with Richard Sherman. He's the old vet that the 49ers brought in. He's been a coach on the field in spring workouts, and now let's see if he gets back to that all-pro level. I think everybody knows what Richard Sherman has been and could possibly be at his peak. I think that peak is gone, and he's certainly on the downside of his career. I mean, Achilles injuries are serious, but he's been moving around good and seeing him in workouts and seeing some videos on Twitter and Instagram of him working out. He looks like he's moving around pretty well, and at some point it looks like he is scheduled to be full go in training camp, if not the first day of camp. They might take a little bit slow with the veteran, but Richard Sherman played the left side, left cornerback his whole career with the Seattle Seahawks. I would imagine that that's the spot he will be starting week one for the 49ers if he is healthy. So who starts on the other side, on the other outside cornerback? Well, that's going to be second-year guy Akella Witherspoon, and he's got that length, he's got that athleticism, really was not ready to go in his to start his rookie season. And then you just saw that confidence and you saw him build and start to get a little bit better. Sort of the defensive version of what we saw from Matt Breida. I don't think he was ready out of the gate. And then just confidence built when he's got more playing time and got comfortable at the end of the season. And Akella Witherspoon, just with ridiculous length and such great feet for being a 6'3 cornerback. And he's got long speed as well, ran 4.4s at the combine. He's the complete package there. The one thing that he really lacked coming into the NFL was strength and physicality, and he was really bad and just non-existent versus the run, did not want to stick his nose in there in college, and he worked on that a lot, and there was a massive improvement in that last year, and I think he's just confident now, more physical. He's definitely bigger. Saw some photos of him in the spring, so Akella Witherspoon is really locked into that starting cornerback spot on the right side. So then let's look at what's behind them on the outside, and then we'll start looking at some of the other positions, the nickel corner and then the two safety spots. So behind Akella Witherspoon, we've got, well, there's a number of defensive backs and cornerbacks here, but I think what the 49ers want to do right now with Jimmy Ward is use him as the number one guy to back up all those spots. Free safety, strong safety even, left and right cornerback, nickelback. I think he could back up any of those. And there's a chance he's the starting nickel guy. And we'll get to that in a second. But Jimmy Ward would probably be right now. And if Richard Sherman, let's say, is not ready to go day one of training camp, I would imagine Jimmy Ward is the guy who's lining up at left cornerback for Richard Sherman across from Akella Witherspoon if everybody else is healthy. Greg Maven, he's a holdover from last year. Emmanuel Mosley is an undrafted free agent from this season. We talked a little bit about him after the draft. He's a guy that Eric Crocker, who's a friend of the show, and I really respect Eric Crocker, former NFL, CFL player, and a former defensive back. I respect his opinions on defensive backs, and he liked Emmanuel Mosley out of Tennessee a lot, and maybe even more than Tarveris McFadden, who would be the other undrafted free agent that's battling for a spot on this roster at corner. And again, all of these guys we've mentioned so far, aside from Jimmy Ward, long, lengthy, fit that prototype, outside physical press corners in this system. C.J. Goodwin, we've got Corey Griffin, and Tarveris Moore. And Tarveris Moore is the guy who's really got the opportunity. Late third-round pick for the 49ers. Ridiculous athleticism. Again, the length, everything physically you could be looking for. He blazed 4.3s at the combine. He's got, or actually at his pro day, I don't think he was invited to the combine. He was a snub there. He played safety in college. 49ers are going to ask him to play corner, and he fits the profile perfectly, but could be a bit of a project. So it's nice that the 49ers have Richard Sherman, the veteran, and have a second-year guy in Akello Witherspoon who's already kind of ready to go and hit the ground running in his second year here in 2018, and Jimmy Ward who can jump in and play. So they have a lot of guys, and they have a lot of players that can jump in front of Tarveris Moore. Don't be surprised if he's not suited up on game days unless he becomes a special teams demon in his rookie season. Just because he's a project, but he's physically gifted enough to be a ridiculously good player at the cornerback position. Physical abilities off the charts, 6'2", 190 pounds, 195 pounds. He's lean and just blazes, and he's got that easy makeup speed when you see him run. But maybe a little bit of a project. We'll see how quickly he's definitely one of those players I'm really going to be keeping a close eye on in training camp. So then you've got the nickel position, and I don't think we're going to see much from Kawan Williams, who was the starter. Is it Kwan, Kwan, or Kawan? I always want to say Kawan Williams. It's K apostrophe capital W, which makes me think that you've got to really pronounce that K and separate it from the W. So it's not Kwan. It's got to be Kwan or Kawan. And I've heard it said both ways. Which is it? I know Kawan Williams and someone from his family's got to be listening to the podcast and can let me know. Hit me up on Twitter at BDPeacock. But Kawan Williams, he was the starter at corner. I like Kawan Williams. He's a very good player there. I think Jimmy Ward, if everybody else is healthy, has a shot to beat him out and be the starting nickel. And then if either one of those guys are hurt or Jimmy Ward's playing somewhere else, Kawan Williams gets hurt. I really like rookie fifth-round draft pick out of Kansas State, DJ Reed, who has a chance to be, I think, a pretty solid player. He's a good kick returner. We talked about, I didn't even mention him in the special teams podcast, but he's going to be absolutely involved in special teams. He was one of the best returners in college football, but not quite as good as another guy that the 49ers drafted in Dante Pettis. But DJ Reed is really good. I think he's a perfect slot corner in the NFL. And he even got some time in OTAs at free safety. So he can do a little bit of that, and that'll only help him and help his value and help him be suited up on game days if he can contribute on special teams and play backup nickel role and backup free safety role. And I really like DJ Reed. He's one of those players who doesn't wow you physically. He's 5'9", 195 pounds, didn't blaze in the 40. I think he was a low 4.5s at the combine. Doesn't blow you away physically, but he's a baller. And he's ready to go. He's like one of those guys who stuck around college for a while and is ready to play. And so I think he has a chance to really play maybe even more than, even though he's a fifth-round pick, play more in his rookie season than third-rounder Tarveris Moore. So really when it comes down to this defensive backs group, depending on where they try Jimmy Ward, I think that might be the best competition is those three names I mentioned, Kawan Williams, because Kawan Williams is making a little bit of money. So if the 49ers think they can roll with DJ Reed as, say, the backup to Jimmy Ward, if Jimmy Ward wins that nickel spot, Kawan Williams could be one of those surprise cuts after training camp because all three of those guys, I think right now, if I tried to put a 53-man roster projection out there, I would have all three of those guys on it, and there might not be room for that many guys who are maybe playing the nickel. So a lot of that is Jimmy Ward, and if I had to guess right now and everybody's healthy and everyone's ready to go in training camp, I think it would be Richard Sherman on the left side, Akello Witherspoon on the right side, and just Jimmy Ward, his dynamic ability and his speed and his versatility, I think, would win out. And I would probably put him at the starting nickel spot. And I don't know if he's going to start there, if he's going to be taking those first team reps or not in camp. But Jimmy Ward, don't sleep on Jimmy Ward being out there a lot for this 49ers defense in 2018. But Kawan Williams and DJ Reed are going to have something to say about that spot. I think the 49ers are going to be really solid all year long at the nickel, and that's a highly targeted position in these days in the NFL. So now let's move on to the safety position. looking at the 49ers safeties, I don't think Adrian Colbert, whether it's amongst 49ers fans or writers or especially nationally, I don't think Adrian Colbert is getting enough credit for the season he had as a rookie and the mind-blowing idea that this guy was a seventh-round draft pick that most people didn't really know much about, who kind of bounced around to different positions in two different colleges. It was at Texas and then Miami. I played corner. He played safety. Didn't really have a spot. The 49ers liked his athleticism and size and thought, yeah, we'll try him out at corner. And, you know, he was on the roster bubble going into training camp for his rookie season last year. He comes out of his rookie season as a starting free safety. The guy has ridiculous range. He loves to hit people. I think he could keep his head up a little bit and maybe wrap up more when he does arrive to the ball carriers. But the range, that's the number one thing. And when you're playing a single high safety like the 49ers do a lot, he's got a lot of ground to cover. You need range, and he has it, man. He broke up some passes along the sideline coming from the middle of the field. That was pretty special. And so seeing him right now, pencil it in, absolutely. I don't think there's even competition right now. If he stays healthy, Adrian Colbert is going to be the starting free safety for the 49ers. It's remarkable where he was in college and then starting his NFL career, and all of a sudden has just found this perfect role that fits his skill set. And Adrian Colbert is somebody that a lot of people don't know about nationally or around the NFL, and a lot of pundits don't know about. And probably a lot of people are probably writing Jimmy Ward's name in there at free safety for the 49ers. But no, it's going to be Adrian Colbert most likely starting at free safety for the 49ers. And actually, there's a really cool nugget, and I can't wait to hear more about this article. But Matt Barrows, who just started day number one for The Athletic now, he left the Sacramento Bee, still a friend of the show. Hopefully he's not too big time now to come still talk with us here in Locked On 49ers. But he mentioned something from Adrian Colbert's early days when he was a child and his house got shot up and his crib was actually shot and potentially he was shot as a baby. That makes it there's two 49ers. Both were rookies last year. Reuben Foster as well was shot by his father, his dad. I don't know if you guys remember this story. Reuben Foster's father shot at him and his mother when Reuben Foster was 18 months old. And so there's two 49ers. We got to hear more about these stories. It's insane. Two 49ers that were shot at as babies and to overcome what they had to go through in their lives to get where they are right now playing and being starters for the 49ers. Pretty remarkable stories. So I'm looking forward to Matt tease that story about Adrian Colbert's upbringing. So I'm really looking forward to see more of that. And I've really liked Adrian Colbert's personality ever since he showed up with the 49ers. And then there's Kwaski Tart, small school player, supremely height, weight, speed. He's got it all. The 49ers and Trent Baalke, and again, one of the few holdovers from the Trent Baalke era still, he earned a starting spot last year after there were some injuries to Eric Reed, and he looked really good. He looked as good or better than Eric Reed, and he's younger. He can fly around the field. He's got that size. He's got the athleticism to cover running backs out of the flats, to cover tight ends down the field. He will come up and hit you. He's big. So Jaquaski Tart has some physical ability, and really he put it together on the field last year. And a lot of people were surprised when Trent Baalke drafted him in the second round in 2015. And he's really starting to live up to that billing now. It took a little while. And at first it was like, oh, maybe I'm not sure with this guy. I had some injuries, and he definitely arrived last season, as did a lot of people did in this new coaching staff and this new scheme. Really like the prospects of the 49ers safeties, Adrian Colbert and Jaquaski Tart. And a lot of people around the league, I think, are going to learn about both those guys this year if they don't already know. So now the question becomes, who are the backups going to be? Because I think both of those guys are entrenched as the starter, and then Jimmy Ward's probably the number one backup to at least free safety, if not also strong safety, depending on how this roster shakes out and how healthy people are coming out of training camp here. But here are some other names. A holdover from last season, Don Jones. He was an unrestricted free agent the 49ers signed last year from the Houston Texans. Tyvis Powell, who was an undrafted free agent last year for the 49ers, he will be battling there, got some run. One name that's interesting, Chancellor James, who I think is going to have a shot to come back to camp here, but he was a big-bodied, strong safety type, got hurt last year. I think he might have been cut in the offseason, but I can't remember if they brought him back or not, or if they're holding a spot for him, possibly, or maybe if he's not back from injury yet, but Chancellor James is someone who a lot of the beat writers said that he looked really good on the field and thought he was a guy that was going to earn a spot on the roster last year. Could have had a similar story that Adrian Colbert did, but he ended up getting hurt, not playing all season long because of that injury. But the 49ers also drafted a big-bodied strong safety out of the University of Florida in the sixth round this year, and that's Marcel Harris, a player who didn't play a lot last year, or I think he missed the entire 2017 season due to injury at the University of Florida, but played well in 2016, and so he's someone that has a shot to really make some room for himself on the roster, be involved in special teams, back up that strong safety position, and I think he's probably the odds-on favorite there just because he was a draft pick, and maybe he could be one of those players they stash, do a little red shirt thing with him because he is coming off an injury if he's not fully ready to go, but he's got some talent. Sixth-round draft pick, he's going to have every opportunity if he's healthy to earn a spot there and be in the mix absolutely for a backup safety spot. And I got to believe from what I've seen from Marcel Harris, from the little I've seen from him in college, he can get down the field on special teams and go hit people as well. So I think he's going to have some value there. And then the last name, Tyrell Williams, who was an undrafted free agent this season out of the University of Houston, listed 6'4", 212. So he's a large defensive back. So we'll see where they actually use him. Are they going to use him at free safety? With that size, he's going to play some strong safety. Do they want him? I don't know if he's fast enough. They want him maybe to play some corner because they like length there at that outside corner position. So Tyrell Williams, another undrafted player who's going to be in camp. And again, they're going to have some practice squad spots. So these guys don't have to make the 53-man roster out of the gate to have a part on this football team now and in the future. But again, to summarize the starters, if I had to pick the starters, it's got to be Akella Witherspoon and Richard Sherman on the outside. It's going to be Colbert and Tart at safety. And I really think Jimmy Ward, and maybe this is the year, man. Maybe this is the year he stays healthy. I think he could be dynamic in the slot because he can do so much for you because he can cover. He's really fast. He will hit people. And I think that's part of the reasons why he keeps getting hurt is because he's not the biggest guy, but he will fly down and hit you. So maybe being closer to the line of scrimmage will help him. He's not going to be coming on the run from the free safety spot and have all that momentum to hit people. He's going to hit people from closer range, but he can cover. He's got quicks. He's got a little bit of size. So Jimmy Ward, I'm looking for him to earn that starting nickel role. And then it's going to be a battle to see if DJ Reed can then make Kawan Williams obsolete for the 49ers, and they'll go with the rookie instead. But there's a lot to play out here because if anybody gets hurt, I think Jimmy Ward can jump in there. And I hope Jimmy Ward is, at this point, he's played so much of all those positions. I mean, I love the value there. And he's, by the way, Jimmy Ward is the most expensive player on the 49ers defense this year. He's working on his fifth year of his rookie contract. That option was picked up last year by the 49ers. And I believe a little over $8 million. He's the highest paid player right now for this season on the 49ers defense. So those are the five guys that if you count five as starters, I think the nickel, that slot corner position should be counted as a starter. If those five guys are sort of the starters and the locks, I think Tarvarius Moore, third round pick, is obviously a lock for the roster. Even if he's not suited up as one of the 46 on game day, he's definitely going to be on the 53-man roster. And then DJ Reed, the fifth rounder, I don't see how they could cut him as well. So that means there is some Kawan Williams. He might have to battle here for a spot. And there's Mosley we talked about, McFadden, the undrafted free agents. They're going to have a chance there. And then all those names, Maben, Powell, Jones, Anton Exum, I don't think I talked about him. Griffin, the rookie Harris, sixth round pick. All those guys competing for a spot. There's a lot of names, not enough spots. Multiple players that we've talked about today, unlike some of the other positions, are going to get cut and not even make the practice squad. And then a couple of those names are going to be on the practice squad as well. It's a young and up-and-coming secondary. It's a secondary that I think has a chance to surprise the league in 2018. All right, that's going to do it for today's episode. Be back tomorrow with LockedOn49ers.com lead writer Chris Wilson. And then on Thursday, Nick Winkler for a little Winky Thursday action. Talk to you guys then right here on Locked On 49ers.